Luke Thompson Thorne, who also works as the office manager of the first deputy speaker of the National Transitional Parliament, Nathaniel Oyet, says the gunmen who detained him and his cousin were identified as police officers who operate as joint security force at Mangaten Police Station, and their identities are known. He says when they arrived at his compound, the men attempted to break down the door of his main house, saying they wanted to search the house, claiming a robber entered his compound.
My house was attacked on the 27th of this month at 3 a.m. Armed gunmen in plain clothes of around 11 in number, with the exception of two among them who dressed in military and police uniform, came and tried to break into my house through the main door and windows of the house. And when this didn't work out, they started to threaten us to shoot and fire through the window. Then when my children got scared and started crying, I had to get out and engage them.
Thorne says before he stepped outside with the men, they fired two bullets inside his house, but fortunately no one was injured. He says the empty men forced him and his cousin into their car and dropped them away.
They bungled us into their car, which I earlier told you, car number 045, by force. They did not beat us. They had to roam like for an hour and threw us into a cell at the police station at near Jammu's playground, that road of Sugmalisha, at around a few minutes to five. This is where we got ourselves in the cell, and they took us from 3:30 in the house.
Thorne says he still has no idea why he and his cousin were apprehended and detained. He says a police officer at the rank of brigadier at Mangaten Police Station told him the police have yet to start investigations to establish why security forces went to his house. He says all agents who unlawfully detained him appeared to be from one ethnic group because they spoke one language.
It is important the law enforcement agencies reflect the diversity of the South Sudan composition in terms of ethnic group, because those who bungled me into car and caused trauma to my kids that night were all from one ethnic group. And this does not sit well with me, because I felt if they were from diverse background and formation, they wouldn't have done what they did.
Pork Both Baluang, acting press secretary at the office of First Vice President Riek Machar, told the South Sudan in Focus that Thorne and his cousin were released after the SPLM-IO party intervened. Baluang says the SPLM-IO is not surprised with such incidents, as they are intended to intimidate SPLM-IO officials. Baluang says he believes it's politically motivated. He says many civilians have experienced similar incidents.
The intimidation for our members, it is not a secret. It happens, you know, in a lot of places in South Sudan. You know, we have a lot of examples that such things occurred. Even we had a commissioner once was detained unlawfully in Lepsi State. So this all happened due to the lack of the security.
Baluang says there is an urgent need to speed up the implementation of security arrangements defined in the peace agreement to reduce security challenges across the country. He says such intimidation tactics can negatively impact on the implementation of the peace agreement. Major General Daniel Justin, the South Sudan police spokesperson, could not confirm nor deny the incident, telling South Sudan in Focus he has yet to check with the police station in Mangaten to ascertain facts about the incident. For VOA News, Zamwaki Simon Wudu in Juba.